Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, 16th July 2021, and this week we're talking about oil markets and OPEC+. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, we're talking oil markets this week, and it would appear there is plenty of uncertainty surrounding the all-important group OPEC+. Can you offer listeners where we stand with developments?
Thanks, Una. So yes, plenty of important developments in global oil markets of late, and at the heart of what's driving oil markets currently is the OPEC+ standoff that has been going on since the 1st of July. So some background here. At the recent meeting, a proposal to increase supply by 2 million barrels per day in five installments over the next 5 months was not agreed to due to differing views over the UAE's allocation of supply. Now, the lack of agreement raised concerns that in the absence of higher volumes, the market could over-tighten severely over the summer months. On the other hand, there is also the risk of disorderly supply increases from OPEC Plus members. Now, central to the standoff is, as you mentioned, the UAE, and it's the fourth largest producer in the group, which is demanding better terms for itself. And at its core is the notion of baselines, which is every country's measure of production cuts or increases against essentially a baseline month. And the higher that number, the more of a country will be permitted to produce. Now, the existing production agreement in place since April last year is determined by October 2018 levels, wherein the UAE's set level is only 3.2 million barrels per day. Now, at the time, the UAE was in a phase of rapid expansion in terms of its oil capacity, in contrast to many producers, which has new projects raising its crude production capacity, in fact, closer to 4 million barrels per day, with plans also in place to raise its capacity even further to up to 5 million barrels per day by 2030. Now, in April last year, just before May of the start of the current agreement, the UAE produced at close to current capacity of over 3.8 million barrels per day. And this would imply a baseline of 21% higher than at current is the present case, against an average of roughly around 3% higher for the rest of OPEC 10 countries. So to simply put it, the UAE's October 2018 baseline is directly at odds with the current capacity and is displeased, in fact, that it's making deeper cuts than all other OPEC members.
And building on this, Essan, you were telling me earlier that there are signs of the clouds receding with more clarity surrounding the strategy of OPEC Plus now.
That's right, Ona. Yes, so it would appear that there has been significant progress made to resolve the standoff. So according to reports on the 14th of July, the OPEC Plus agreement will be extended from its current March 2022 expiry to December 2022. And from April next year, the UAE's baseline will rise by 15% from 3.2 million barrels per day to just shy of 3.7 million barrels per day, which is still short of the UAE's 3.8 million barrels per day demand. Now, a couple of unknowns. First, the expected magnitude of the output ramp up from August. So our base case that we catalogued on the 5th of July remains for a gradual 0.4 million barrels per day increase in production on a monthly basis for the remainder of 2021. Second, it also remains uncertain as to whether there will be a broader adjustment of baselines for all countries or will the UAE be treated as an exception. Importantly, any adjustments will not be implemented immediately and will have to likely wait, of course, until April 2022. But I think it's safe to say that if the contours of such deal transpire, then this articulates to markets that OPEC Plus still remains coordinated around a singular message, with tapering of its remaining 5.8 million barrels per day of production still subject to curbs in the coming months. And on net, it's worth commenting that OPEC Plus as an institution has successfully stood the test of time. And we had viewed that differences in the current standoff are surmountable. And should the deal transpire, then this current OPEC focuses on heeding to the market's call for more of its barrels, essentially puts an end to the risk of weaker compliance and ultimately the dissolution of the agreement, which what we have signaled is more supply, pressure on prices and hampering market stability over the long term.
And finally, Essan, what would such an OPEC plus agreement signal for oil prices?
So, no, we are of the view that this development puts a lid on sustained oil price rises and is on net neutral to bearish at best. So just taking a step back, we continue to expect a tight global oil market in the near term, which could push Brent crude sporadically north of $80 per barrel this quarter. Now, today's oil price strength for us is tomorrow's oil price weakness. Indeed, we have US shale, which is displaying the first signs of recovery, and higher oil prices offer the space for tactical producer hedging, fueling prospects of a shale output return next year, while ample spare capacity and a long marginal supply curve restrain the narrative of a bull supercycle. Now, with this, we believe that oil prices are currently hovering close to cyclical peak levels, which is in firm overshoot territory. And our quarterly profile saw Brent to regress lower and end Q3 and Q4 at $73 per barrel and $64 per barrel, respectively, and to average even lower at $58 per barrel in 2022. Indeed, under the weight of higher OPEC plus production, steadily rising shale, as well as the eventual return of Iranian supply, juxtaposed with a more normalized demand side profile, we are gradually leaning short oil further out along the curve.
Thanks very much for sharing your insight, Ehsan. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Hona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and contact your sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.